birth in hospital or at home. The research by the BMJ found it's more risky for the first-time mothers to give birth at home. But for women having their second or third child, it's as safe as being in hospital. Professor Peter Brocklehurst is the lead author of the report.
Almost a half of women were transferred at some point, either during the labour or shortly afterwards. It was about 45% ended up being transferred. Now, the majority of those women were transferred for non-emergency situations, either because they wanted an epidural or because there was evidence that the labour was going too slowly. So for the majority of those women, the transfer was relatively straightforward.
Well, last year, 56 women chose to have their babies at home in the city. One of them was Shona Kitchener from the Peterborough Home Birth Group. Morning, Shona.
Good morning.
What was your experience like?
It was beautiful. My second baby was born at home last September, and it was really peaceful. It was calm. I was at home. My family could come straight away afterwards and have a cup of tea in my own bed afterwards.
Yeah. Were you not a bit worried, though, that if, you know, things got out of control, you know, you couldn't cope or...?
Not at all. Midwives are very, very, very careful. They're very conscientious. They know what they're doing, and I trust them completely. The same people that are caring for you in the hospital, after all. I felt really comfortable with them.
Yeah, I know when my wife gave birth 7 years ago, that's a long time ago, but we were at home when my wife's waters broke, and we nearly had a little baby, not by design. Then we nearly had it at Wansford on the A47.
This is the thing. I mean, with my first baby, I found travelling to the hospital really stressful.
It was.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, incredibly.
And, it's not something I wanted to go through second time. And then lots of people, not always, but often, with second or more babies, things are faster. And that just took that. I mean, I had quite a short labour. I mean, my son was born in 4 hours.
Yeah.
I could have easily been in the same situation as you.
My daughter was born at 4 hours.
Much less safe than at home.
Yeah, I'd have been worried, though, because I was already, you know, absolutely worried sick when my wife's waters broke, and the midwife said, no, it's not that. It's not, don't worry, put the phone down. And that was it. Oh, no, I think it is.
Well, it's just, I think that's a thing. Birth becomes something that's very scary. I mean, hospitals are for poorly people. For the majority of women, I just heard the interview that was just on, the majority of women, it isn't actually a life-threatening situation for them or their baby. It should be something that's much more normal.
Yeah, and the difference between the two experiences then, going to hospital and having a birth at home, what was it for you?
Afterwards was the real thing. I know for lots of women it's being at home for the labour, being at home for the birth. Having their own midwives, I mean, at the hospital you have to share midwives, but at home you have one midwife who stays with you. When she thinks the baby's coming pretty soon, she'll call the second midwife. They'll stay with you for a few hours afterwards. That was wonderful, but the main thing for me was just being at home afterwards. I found being apart from my family really difficult first time. Mm. I would have really missed my daughter. But being at home, I could just be here. My sister could come round and meet my new son. It was so easy.
Yeah, my wife couldn't wait to get out of the hospital. She was dressed about 3 hours after she'd given birth and sat on the bed waiting to leave.
Yeah, that's how I was. And then they said, oh, not today. And I was, but I'm
what?
Hungry.
I need to get out of here.
I want to go, you know. And that was the thing. They have to treat you as, you know, as an unknown quantity until, you know, they know that you're safe to go home. Whilst at home, it's the opposite. They'll treat you as everything's fine unless something looks like it's not.
Just finally, Shona, would you recommend home birth to other mums out there?
I definitely would. It's been happening for everything except the last 20 years. People aren't freaked out when you tell them. It's a bit of a myth. No one ever did that to me. In fact, usually people told me their stories about their mum or themselves being born at home. It's with the Peterborough Home Birth Group, which is the group that I run, you get the chance to meet other parents who have had births, in the home births in the area, get to meet their experiences. We meet on a Saturday morning as well, so fathers or partners can come along too.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm glad it all worked out for you, Shona.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
You sound very, very happy with life. And thank you for coming on and telling your story this morning. Appreciate
that. That's great. I'm glad that it's getting some coverage finally.
No problem. Shona Kitchener from the Peterborough Home Birth Group, advocating giving birth at home.
Full match commentary of the Posh. Fully committed to the Posh. This is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Fancy a home birth, Nick?
My sister-in-law's gonna.
All right, what about you?
I mean, you've just got married.